Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I cannot believe it's 2023. What a year. What a year. I feel like so much happened in this past year. Like for me personally, and just it was a crazy one. So I hope everyone had a really nice time celebrating. If you didn't celebrate, I honestly, that's probably more fun than what most people did at some stupid party. But happy 2023. Happy January 1st. Today's episode is with Ella Rose. I actually first discovered her on TikTok when she would make these just cute videos of like her outfits. And I feel like since then she's really taken off. She has a great Instagram presence and she's dating this guy. So she opened up a little bit. I feel like Ella hasn't really spoken about her dating life. And like, I don't know if I've ever heard her in an interview. So this was me kind of trying to get to know Ella a little bit better and her dating life. And I'm really excited for you to hear what she has to say and what her experience was. And before we get into that, I had told you I was going to do a little extended version of the 90-10. So I'm going to take the time now to answer the questions that you had submitted for that. I know we've been talking about 90-10 a lot recently, but it still seems to confuse a lot of people. So we're going to get right into it. What is 90-10? 90-10 is 90% security in a relationship and 10% insecurity. Essentially the recipe for a successful relationship. Because if you have 100% security in your relationship, you're not going to want to do anything, essentially. Like, you're going to think you have your partner in the bag, you're going to get lazy, you're going to get, you know, start taking them for granted, and you're not going to appreciate what you have in front of you. So somebody said, what are questions to ask or things to say to be in the 10%? I think it's less of like things to say, because if you start being like, so-and-so hit on me, it can look a little bit like you're trying to make the other person jealous, as much as like you should be doing your own thing and having your own life. And, oh, like I have a girl's dinner tonight, or do you mind if I do X, Y, and Z? Like, don't only do things with your partner and wait on them to make plans for the two of you. Like, show them that you have things going on, that you have other interests, similar to what we talked about in last week's episode. How to maintain the 10% in a relationship. Really just showing them how the world sees you still, and continuing to like exude that confidence and feeling good about yourself. And obviously this is not always going to be the case. Like, you might go through points where you feel less confident, and that's really normal. But you know, trying not to focus on that all the time when you're with your partner, and trying to see yourself in the way that you want them to see you. And that's a lesson. Like, that's hard to do, especially when you're feeling shitty about yourself and whatever. How do you not share every physical insecurity? So my response to this is, would you want them to share every physical insecurity? Like if they just kind of sat around being like, oh, my arms are too small and I hate my legs and this, like, would you be turned on by them? So it's like, as much as we are allowed to have physical insecurities and it's normal to share them, I wouldn't keep pointing them out to your partner. It's like the same thing as when you keep like pointing out that girl that you think is really hot that you're jealous of. Like eventually they're going to be intrigued by that girl too, you know? Somebody said, it sounds like you tell Steven mostly everything. So what constitutes the 10%? I don't think they're mutually exclusive. Like I do tell him mostly everything. The 10% is like the fact that he knows that like I have a life and, you know, not that I ever would, but like can go out and meet people and people are interested in me. And like, I'm somebody that people, you know, want to get to know. And so it's less about what I share with him and more about like how I present myself as a person. Like when we're out at parties, how I hold my own, like on double dates, things like that. What are subtle ways you can let your significant other know that you subscribe to this content? Honestly, sorry, to this concept. I wouldn't. Like, I don't think that you need to be like, oh, are we doing 90-10 right now? Like, you just, it's like a state of mind almost. Should both people feel 90-10 equally or should the man have to love a little more and have more fear? I mean, ideally, the man has more fear, but I think in a healthy relationship, it's equal. Like, you should both know what you have and like work to keep it because you both feel really lucky. How social media impacts 90-10? Your partner not having Instagram, is that better or worse? I mean, I'm biased, but I think it's better. I think it can teeter into toxicity when you're like, you know, both trying to post thirst traps to like show the other that you're still wanted. Like that's when it becomes like kind of tit for tat. How to establish 90-10 early on. This truly just comes from having your own life and being clear about the fact that you are not dropping things for this person. The line between this and it becoming toxic. I think that when you start to like keep hinting at having other options, or if they're like, oh, I'm going away and you're like, well, I'm going to go out and blah, blah, like that's when it gets toxic. When you're trying to get a rise out of the other person, like that's just, that feels like it's stemming from a place of insecurity. What specific things aside from or within therapy helps you to do the inner work to achieve this? I think just, you know, telling your therapist, like, I want to work on being kinder to myself and loving myself and feeling better in social situations and feeling more confident in my relationship, in my day to day. And it's obviously easier said than done. I certainly am not amazing at this, but it's like, truly loving yourself and loving the way you look and being good to your body and like all the things that are actually really hard is what helps you achieve this. How does it change, if at all, in early stages versus official? I think when you're official, like in early stages, it's like you definitely don't have 90% security. Like you have like probably 70. Once you become official, it's like 90-10. Before that, it's like 70, 30, like you just don't know because you're not there yet. And that's when it's crucial to like follow the rules and show them that like you are somebody that is desirable, has a lot of options. If they ever feel 100%, is it possible to pull back to 90? I think that if they are feeling like they have you in the bag, yeah, absolutely. You just like start doing more things on your own. Like you start working on yourself more. You start being somebody that needs them less. If it's true love, shouldn't it be 100%? Shouldn't you be wholeheartedly yourself? So the thing is, you are being yourself. You're just being the version of yourself that the rest of the world sees, not just like, you know, you want your partner to see you like the world sees you. And so, yeah, you are being yourself. That is you. You're just reminding them like, I'm a badass bitch. How to maintain that 10% without your partner thinking you are too independent for marriage. I think that you can still maintain that 10% with like nurturing this person and being a good partner and there for them when they need you. It's not like you don't show up for them in this 90-10 scenario. You do. You 100% do, but you also show up for yourself. You show up for your friends. They're not your entire world. Can you let your partner know they should do this too if you feel like you have them 100%? In a way, like, I think you can be like, hey, like, you should hang out with your friends more, or like, you know, like, when was the last time you took a boys trip or something? Like, whatever it is, if you deliver it in a nice way, then I think that they'll understand that, like, that's attractive to you. Tips on maintaining it during periods of insecurity. You know, as I mentioned, it won't always be perfect. There will be times where it goes up to 95 or 5 or, you know, 99, whatever it is. But this is like the gold standard. How to master 90-10 in early dating when you are super spontaneous. I mean, I think being super spontaneous is exactly the way to do it. Just, again, show that you're a fun person who's like up for anything, if this is who you are, you know, and that will make them like, oh no, I need to pin this person down, you know? So I hope that was helpful. That is the official explanation. And I hope that everyone enjoys this episode with Ella and that you have an amazing start to your new year.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I'm so excited to be here with Ella Rose. Hi.
Hi. I'm excited to be here too.
I'm nervous. This is so fun. Don't be nervous. So let's start with some background. How old are you and where are you from?
I am 25. Turned 25 in June. I'm a Gemini and I'm from California. I was born in San Francisco, grew up in Orange County, went to college in Boulder, and then moved here. Nice. I've been here since 2019.
Awesome. Yeah. And what is your current relationship status?
I am in a relationship. We've been dating. I honestly don't even know the exact amount of time. Yeah. We saw each other for a bit before, but I would say dating for just over a year. Like, love seriously it. Dating. Yeah.
That's like, I would consider that a long-term relationship.
Yeah. We met in May of 2021. So like 2 years of coming up on meeting feels like a long time. Yeah. It also feels like I've known him for like way longer.
How did you guys meet?
We met on Raya.
Love that. Yeah. What was his or your opening line?
I honestly don't remember. I think that I messaged him first and I can't remember. I think I said something stupid like, hey. Yeah. But I remember we like talked back and forth on the app. Like not often. Like maybe like 6 messages each. Mm-hmm. For like 2 months, and then it like got to like phone number, and then we were like supposed to go out for drinks, and then I think like he was like, how's Sunday? And I was like, yeah, that works. Sunday came around, nothing happened. We're supposed to meet another time, and it was like raining, and I was like, oh, this weather sucks, and just like bailed again. And then finally, so we'd like talked on the app like a little bit, and then I went to a dinner, like a birthday dinner, and this girl at the dinner who I like, didn't know was talking about this guy, and she was like, oh, he's this British guy, his name is James. And I was like, in my head for some reason, I was like, I feel like this girl is talking about the guy that I matched with on Raya, even though I've never met him.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you talking about like this kind of, like, pulled up the Raya? I was like, we've been chatting like on and off, but like I've never met him. And she was like, yeah. And she's like, oh my, like, this girl was so rude. I hope she doesn't listen to this. But she was like, oh, you're like, definitely like, I'm not surprised he matched with you. Like, you're cute. And I like said something like just so weird. And I was like, what? Oh yeah. And I like never mentioned it to him that I met this girl.
But why, what was she like saying about
it? I think, so she had hooked up with him before.
Oh,
and she said something like, oh yeah, like I've slept with him. And I was like, oh, like cool. Like I've never even met this guy. Like, right. We matched on the dating app. Right. I was like, I just had a feeling like, British, James, you live in Brooklyn. I was like, I feel like you're talking about the same guy. And then I think she got like a little bit defensive, like told me who he was seeing. I was like, oh, I'm not, like, I've never even met this guy. Like, I don't care. I was seeing someone else at the time.
Right.
And, or like going on dates with someone else at least. And then I went to Turks and Caicos for a Revolve trip. And I remember he texted me and he was like, Turks and Cake. And I was like, just like out of the blue. Like, he was like the worst. It was like giving fuckboy energy, but yeah, I was kind of on that page too.
Right.
And I replied, and then like I got home that week and he was like, let's actually do a date. And then we finally went on our first date and we went to like brunch in Brooklyn.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
And did you have any nerves about the fact that that girl said like he was seeing someone else, or had enough time passed that like you didn't
care?
No,
enough time had passed. I think this girl, I don't think even like knew him that well. And she was like, oh, he's seeing someone, gave some information about her. And I was like, oh, I don't care. But I think that was just like, I was seeing someone at that time too. Right. I think like maybe a month and a bit went by. And then I was also just like very excited to like be going on dates. I wasn't like looking for a boyfriend.
Right.
But I thought he was really cute.
Yeah. And I feel like that's the best mindset to be in. Yeah. Like when you do meet someone.
Yeah.
Is he the same age? When's his birthday?
He's a Virgo. It's September 20th. But no, he just turned 31.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Have you dated older before?
So my ex-boyfriend, who I actually like lived with in New York, we had broken up that year, was a year or two younger than that. Mm-hmm. So I've always dated like a little bit older. But mm-hmm. yeah, I feel like 6 years is like a good maturity difference because I feel like we're still the same maturity.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And why was he on Raya? Like, what does he do? Because isn't it like for creatives usually?
Yeah. I feel like you never know how people yeah. get on Raya.
Oh,
like,
you never know.
You never know. He actually admitted that when he became single, like a few years ago, him and his friend bought each other Instagram followers.
No.
And he thinks that's why he maybe got on.
Wait, that's hysterical.
I know, so funny.
But don't they like eventually go away? Doesn't Instagram like...
I don't know, because you know how like recently they did yeah. like a big like bot clean out and then they all came back?
Right.
Because people were like, I just lost 6K or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His like stayed. I'm like,
oh, wow. Maybe his bot followers like, became real people.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And so you go on this brunch date and like, how did you know that there were vibes that would maybe become a relationship if you did?
Yeah, I remember I like showed up. It was like during the heat stroke and it was like 96 degrees. And I was don't even know what to wear on this day. I wore like the smallest top and like denim shorts. And I was late because I like Ubered, but I like kind of wanted to be late. And when I walked up, I remember being like, oh my God, he's so cute. Like in my head, I was like, wow, he's so cute. And then the accent, and I was like,
yeah.
But I feel like the conversation was just really, it was all like very light. We like had brunch, had a couple beers. We like walked along the river and then it kind of turned into like a day thing, which I feel like I had never gone on a brunch date before. And now I actually think that's such a good idea for a first date because like has the potential to like go on longer, but yeah. not like into the nighttime.
Right.
Whereas like you don't have to like go home with someone or like do something. Like we could just bounce around Brooklyn, like went on a revel and stuff, which and like got drinks one place, got drinks another place, and yeah. then like said goodbye.
Yeah.
And I feel like I really liked that. Because it's yeah. not like pressure. It was like felt really light.
No, totally. Yeah. I mean, I feel like because that's like almost like too much time to spend together on a first date, but obviously it worked out for you. But like
yeah.
that, like figuring out the boundary of like when to stop hanging out yeah. if you're having such a good time is hard.
Yeah. So I remember like thinking in my head, like, yeah. when is this meant to end?
Right.
Like we had finished brunch and he was like, and then let's like walk down the river, like where we were in Brooklyn.
Yeah. yeah.
And we like walked. I think a brunch was in like Greenpoint and we walked to Williamsburg and we walked by my friend's restaurant and like one of the waiters, like I remember one girl walking there screamed and was like, I love you, Ella. And he was like, are you like famous or something? And I was like, no. I was like, this is so awkward.
Oh my God.
And then
so
the
funny.
Waiter at my friend's place was like, also like, Ella, like have a drink here. So we like sat and they'd given us free drinks. And then yeah. he was like, okay, I'll walk you to the Subway. And then I remember being like, oh, I kind of don't want it to end because we were having so much fun, but it felt like the right time. And I was like, oh, how are you getting home? And he's like, oh, I'm going to take a revel. And I was like, oh, I've like never done a revel. And I totally had.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, let's like go on a revel ride. Yeah. And then we went to like one more place and got drinks. And I remember that time I was like, okay, it's time to go home soon. But at right. that, it was like Roberta's. Remember I got an Aperol Spritz and it like, I sat it next to me and the wind picked up and it flew and it just went all down me.
No.
And it was like really awkward. I like went to the bathroom and he was like, do you want me to run to my apartment and get you like sweatpants or something? And I was like, no, it's fine. Like, I'll just like go home soon. And then I remember I like came back out and we did like, you know, when you figure out someone's like love language.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
yeah we
yeah.
like did that on our first date and I'd never done that before.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then he walked me to the Subway
what
and I went home.
What was his love language?
I don't even remember. I look at mine and it doesn't even like feel accurate.
Yeah. What does it say?
I literally have to look. It says I like receiving gifts, but I feel like I like quality time.
Yeah.
And like words of.
Well, I think you can have like a few and
yeah.
they're like ranked.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like both.
Oh, the top one's physical touch. Oh, and then receiving that. Gifts.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm mainly quality time and words of affirmation.
Yeah. So basically just every love language.
Yeah, I literally like them all.
If you have been celebrating the holidays, especially last night, you know how important it is to replenish your electrolytes when you're hungover. Even just a few glasses of wine, or if you're someone that works out a lot and after a workout, you're like so tired and so dehydrated, what you need is Element. I have been drinking Element for the past, I would say, 6 months, and I can't tell you the difference. I have no headaches anymore. If you don't know what Element is, it's a tasty electrolyte drink mix with everything that you need and nothing that you don't, which means no sugar, but a lot of salt because that's necessary. It contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio. That's 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium with none of the junk. Did I say no sugar? No coloring, no artificial ingredients, no gluten, no fillers, no BS. So you can go into this new year with only what you need and none of what you don't. Element is formulated to help anyone with their electrolyte needs and is perfectly suited to people following a keto, low carb, or paleo diet. I am amazing, feeling amazing from Element. I have not had a headache in such a long time, and my post-workout recovery has been amazing and on point and so good since drinking it. Right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That's 8 single serving packets free with any Element order. This is a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinkelement.com/acme. This deal is only available through my link. So you must go to drinklmnt.com/acme. Element also offers no questions asked refunds. You could try it totally risk-free. And if you don't like it, you can share it with a friend and they'll give you your money back. No questions asked. You have nothing to lose.
So what were some green flags in the beginning of dating him that you were like, okay, this guy is not a fuckboy. He's boyfriend material.
So I think we didn't have that for the first like 2 months. I would say like we met in May. After the first date, it wasn't like we went on more dates. Like I was like in like such a like, I think this guy's really hot. I honestly like was like trying to have fun. I remember like the next week I was going out with friends and I was like, come meet us out. I was like persistent. I was like, I'm having a fun night tonight. Like, come meet us out. Mm-hmm. And he met us out. And then it turned into like kind of going out with like friends, like a party kind of like instead of like very serious dates.
Yeah.
And then my birthday was like around the corner and he like came to my birthday party with some friends and like brought me like candy and stuff. And then I would say like after then we kind of like went on like a few more like serious dates. And this was like still all very light. Like I never was thinking like, oh, I'm going to date this guy.
Right.
But I don't think I was in the mindset of like wanting to date someone. Like my last relationship ended like so tyrannically that I was like very like against getting into another one, even though I really liked him.
Yeah.
But I think he was in like a similar mindset of like not wanting something super serious in that moment, even though we like were having a ton of fun together.
Right.
And then I went on another trip with Revolve to Bermuda and my layover was in London. And he's from London and he was there for a bit. And I remember he was like, stay for a few days, like change your flight and like stay. And I did. And then it got pretty serious after that. And I feel like we were like, then became exclusive and then started dating.
Cute. How'd you do the exclusivity, the boyfriend, girlfriend conversation?
So in London, we like had not had that conversation yet. And he was also going to be gone for like 2.5 more weeks when I like flew back.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when like we were away from each other for that long, we were like, oh, like, I was like, I really miss him and stuff. But then I saw he was like hanging out with like other girls there. I remember I got like absolutely like so pissed about it. And like, it was like, cause I like saw through Instagram where there was like other girls. I remember being like really mad about it. And then he got back and we were in the Hamptons. I feel like these all sound like red flags.
No.
But we were in the Hamptons and someone came up to us and was like, this is your new boyfriend, Ella. And I was like, no. And she was like, what are you guys? And I was like, we're seeing each other. And she was like, so you're not exclusive. And this girl like pressured us to like kind of have the conversation.
Who
right
was
then.
Like a girl like, you knew?
Yeah, but not super well. But kind of was like, what are you guys? And we like both were like couldn't really answer. And, like, we're like, I don't know, we're having fun. And then like at the end of the night we like had the conversation, the two of us, and we're like,
so we have to thank that girl.
Yeah. But then I remember like I was like, I feel like nothing changes. I like haven't been seeing anyone else. You weren't been seeing anyone else. And then he was like, I don't want it to be boyfriend and girlfriend yet because I don't want to date someone that I don't think I'll marry. And I remember because he was like, the difference between being exclusive and boyfriend and girlfriend was like really serious to him. And he was like, the next person I date, I want to feel like I would maybe marry. And then I remember he said that. I was like, well, don't worry. It's just exclusive. We're not dating yet. And then like a month and a half later, we were in LA together. He had to be there for work. And like, I was there with my family. He like met me out there. And then we like got drinks and he was like, so do you want to just be boyfriend and girlfriend?
Wait, that's like so much meaning behind that because of what he said about the marriage thing. Like, I'd be like, you're proposing to me, basically.
Yeah, but it was very like casual. Like, not, right. I feel like it was always like joking around, like around the subject, like dancing right. around it, because we didn't want it to be like yeah. so serious. But then I think because we were seeing each other for so long before like dating, like we didn't have that like honeymoon phase because we were almost in that like messing with each other, yeah. like playing game stage. So then when we like started dating, it got like serious quickly, I feel like, because right. it was like that honeymoon phase finally.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you would be ready to get married just no. because he's older? Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah.
No.
But he, like, have you said that to him or?
He's not ready to get married either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's only been a year. I feel like we could maybe have the conversation in a few years. But yeah. I feel like people in New York get married a lot later.
They do, for sure.
Yeah. And, for like, sure. he's, like, the youngest of his friends. And, like, some of them are, like, 34 or 5 and, like, sending it and, like, not serious with anyone at yeah. all. And then the other half are married with, like, 2 kids.
Right.
So I feel like he doesn't feel, like, any pressured. But he definitely, like, wants to get married in the future.
Yeah.
Hopefully to me. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. You mentioned your past relationship was traumatic. What was traumatic about it?
So I actually met him. I was still going to Boulder and I was visiting here with my family and he lived here and he actually went to Boulder, but he was older. So I like didn't know him there, but I guess we had met there. So he knew who I was. And when I was here for Thanksgiving, he messaged me and was like, would you want to grab a drink? And I was like, yeah, like sure. And I like went on a date with him, had a lot of fun. I went back to Boulder and then he was going home to Colorado for Christmas. And he was like, this is so random, but would you want to come hang out in Aspen for like a few days? That's where he's from. And I like went and hung out, met his whole family, like our second time hanging out. Like
oh
it was
my God.
So intense. But then like, I graduated early and then I moved to New York like a few months after that. And by then we like started dating. And after like a year and a half of dating, we moved in together, but then the pandemic happened. So then we like moved to California with my parents and then we're in Aspen with his parents. Then we got back here. And by the time I got back here, there was like a week of like us getting into a fight. And like, I just caught him and like lie after lie after lie of like different things, like one about his ex-girlfriend, one about DMs with this girl that someone had mentioned to me and they were all deleted. And then I had found out that he had cheated on me like in the beginning of the relationship from someone else. And I like didn't go home that night when I found out. And I remember I bought a whole pack of cigarettes. Like, I don't even smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I like, smoked him crying in the freezing cold, like so upset. And he was like, where are you? And I went home the next day and I was like, do you know what this is about? And he like knew because I think I left my iPad and my computer there. And I feel like he like was maybe reading my messages or something.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah. And then he tried to play it off like, oh, like it wasn't sex, even though like I knew it was. And I was like, doesn't matter. Like this is all came in and
yeah.
he left that day. I said like, leave. I don't want to see you.
Right.
And he moved back to Colorado. And then I hadn't seen him until I ran into him on the street like 2 months ago here. He had moved back.
What was that running like?
It was so horrible. I literally had just gotten out of Core Power Sculpt. And I was like walking to a tailor with my soggy mat and towel.
Oh.
And he saw me and I didn't see him. And then he was like, whoa, I thought you were going to big dog me there for a second. And I was like, no. And then it was like pretty sad. Like,
what
I feel
does that
like,
even mean, big dog me?
Like act like I didn't see him.
Oh, yeah.
And like walk past him. But I just like actually didn't see him. And then I feel like it was like pretty intense because that was the first time I'd seen him since I literally said get out. And it'd been like almost a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. Did he not try to like fight for you back?
After that, like, yeah, we spoke. I like packed up all of his stuff and like sent it out with his friends and stuff and then like moved. And we had talked here and there. But I feel like it just got like really not healthy to even speak. So I remember I think I like blocked him on everything.
Yeah.
And then I would get like some emails here and there.
Oh, wow.
And
when is his birthday? Just curious.
Libra.
Oh my God. I'm embarrassed for us.
Wait, I've dated 2 Libras. So my only other boyfriends were this guy and then the guy before that. They're both Libras. Now I'm like, never again.
Well, Libra Gemini, like if you look it up, it says it's like an amazing match. In reality, it's not at all.
No.
At all. My most toxic relationships were with Geminis too.
Okay.
And like Kim and Kanye. Like, yeah. It's just not good vibes, actually. It's bad. But that's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. But it was great. Honestly, like, I was able to like walk out of that. I feel like I was obviously like really like heartbroken, but I was like so angry that I was able to just walk out of it and be like, I'm fine. Like I'm moving, I'm getting my own apartment. I'm doing this, this and this and like throw myself into like work, making new friendships and like actually going out in the city. Cause I feel like I like didn't even do that.
Right.
Until then.
Totally. But it's crazy that you guys live together.
Yeah.
Because you don't often hear about like relationships where you live together and you break up.
Yeah.
And like, that's really hard to do. And then like that might affect you wanting to move in with someone else again? Have you thought about that with James, like moving in together or?
Yeah. So we're going to get a place in Brooklyn, I think. His lease ended a little bit ago and he was in Bushwick. So he's actually been living at mine for a little bit.
But you don't have like PTSD around living with a partner now?
No. I think if something had happened in our apartment, maybe I would have like more PTSD.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like I know that at least the one time I know of the cheating was not in our apartment.
Yeah, that
shit scares
me. Or it
was like before we moved in together.
Yeah.
But no, I don't have PTSD. Also, I think it's different because like right now, it's still my apartment.
Of course. But, so he's like your bitch because he's living in your apartment basically. That's amazing. Okay, so you have siblings. You have a sister?
Yeah.
And just the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. And I wanted to talk about it because I feel like you and your sister both have like a following.
Yeah.
And who's older?
Me.
Okay.
But literally someone was like talking about my sister and I was like, oh, are you talking about Lucy? And they're like, oh, you're Lucy's younger sister.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, she's 21. Okay. I'm 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it seems like you guys are different. Like you have different style.
Yeah.
When is her birthday?
She's February 22nd.
Pisces.
Okay. Yeah.
So what is that like? Just like, what is it like having a sister who you're different from, who maybe you get compared to, who also has like an Instagram?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, I think it's great. I feel like we help each other a lot. I think we both like kind of like got creative and started doing it while we were young and like for fun. And then we got here and it kind of turned into more of like a job.
Mm-hmm.
She still goes to NYU, so she's still a student.
Yeah.
But I think it's great that we're so different. We were more similar when we were younger, but I feel like now our styles have just gone like completely opposite ways. But it's funny because like people always be like, oh, she must be like the crazy one. Like she's so edgy. She has all the tattoos.
Yeah.
Like she dresses way more out there. But like she's not at all. I feel like I'm probably the crazier one, even though she's like, you dress like a grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
But no, it's great. I feel like, thankfully, I feel like we don't get like compared or anything online that I see. I feel like we're different enough. We have totally different like friend groups. She has her own like influencer friend group.
Totally. Did it ever like annoy you or her that like you were doing a similar thing, you know?
I don't think so. I think the only time I remember it like being like a little bit annoying was she wanted to like start YouTube. I think I was doing Instagram and like she was still in high school and just like, I'm gonna start a YouTube channel, and she did and was like super into it. And like I had never wanted to do YouTube. And then during the pandemic, I was like, oh, I'm gonna start a YouTube. And she's like, that was kind of my thing.
Yeah.
But it was like, but yeah, obviously you can start your own YouTube channel too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's funny. So I had already had my podcast and then my sister, she was a teacher at the time. And then she was like, oh, I want to be a health like influencer. And then she just like started. And I remember at first I was annoyed because I was like, I can't just like have a thing that's like for me, you know?
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know what? That's so cute. Like if it makes her happy.
Yeah.
But like, it's hard because your initial reaction is like, I don't want to be doing the same thing as my sister. Like,
yeah. Wait, how close in age are you guys?
2.5 years, which is like more cutthroat.
Yeah,
than
definitely.
Like,
I feel like we're almost four, so I feel like that's like enough of like age difference. But I feel like we've always like helped each other. I mean, we get in fights when we're like taking photos. She's like, you take the worst photos like that. But like, I think it's fun that we're able to do the same thing because when we're like together, like home with my dad or my home with my mom or something, it's like, we'll help each other do what we need to do.
Totally.
And, like,
which is
great.
Yeah. Which is so good. And I know. And I feel like because both my sister and I know how important it is to like have comments and likes, like she's like the first one and I'm the first one that comments because we know we're like, oh, this is a partnership and blowing it up.
Exactly.
You know?
Like if she posts, I'm commenting on it no matter what.
Yeah, of course. Which is so great. You seem so confident and like, I'm sure you are. Why wouldn't you be? But how did you get there? Like for people who need some tips and becoming confident and like loving themselves.
Thank you, first of all. That's hard. I mean, we're definitely all insecure, but I think I wasted, probably still waste, so much time on being insecure about things that you have no way of like controlling.
Yeah.
It's just like not worth your time. It's not worth your mental energy. Things that have helped me definitely like gain more confidence. I feel like when I'm doing things that are benefiting my life, I'm like way more confident. If I'm like working really hard, if I'm eating healthy, if I'm going to the gym, if I'm being productive in my life, if I'm sleeping 10 hours a night, if I'm doing my skincare routine, like then I'm like, I'm doing everything I can to like set myself up for success, that I'm like confident in like my routine and what I'm doing. I feel like that helps me so much, except like when I'm partying or like had a really late night, forget to wash off my makeup, then I feel like that's when my confidence goes down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's totally fair. How do you maintain independence in your relationship, especially since you guys are living together at the moment?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I feel like I'm such an independent person. I feel like this job has made me such an independent person. Like, I used to have a full-time job, so I worked, like, at a corporate office. And I realized, like, when you have those full, I mean, I don't know if you, like, you did, right?
Yeah, back in the day, for sure.
And you, like, have all these friends at your office, or at least people that you, like, touch base with, like, every single day. And in this job, like, sure, I have, like, a manager, but you don't have, like, coworkers. And I feel like that made me realize, like, how, like, independent I am. Like, sometimes I go a whole day without speaking to anyone. Or it's like I said hi to my Pilates instructor.
Right.
But, like, you, like, don't, you're dead quiet sometimes, like, filming content, only hearing your own voice. That I feel like that's made me, like, such an independent person that I'm so okay, like, being alone.
Yeah.
But we do so much together. So I think it's hard because when I travel, like, a lot of time he gets to come with me, or if, like, he's traveling for work, I can go with him.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like we are together, like, so much. Yeah. And I hang out with his group of friends so much, like, a lot more than, like, he hangs out with mine, I would say.
Do you think that's because his are, like, older?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, awkward? Yeah.
I also think that I'm, like, literally gone every other weekend, or, like, gone something. So, like, a lot of times I'll be like, come out with us. And, like, one of my friends will, like, come out with us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, excited to do that. Whereas, like, some of my friends here are all in, like, such tight-knit, like, friend groups. So,
right.
I, like, see them, like, one-off, kind of.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. When you're away, also, you have, like, these trips that you go on alone. So that, like, makes you more independent. What is the dynamic like on these trips? I think you were just on one of these trips.
I just went to the Dominican Republic with Oriam. Every trip is so different.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, depending on the brand, the girls invited, how many people are invited.
Yeah.
I think also depending on, like, the deliverables that, like, everyone has, like, if you have to post while you're there, if people are getting paid to be there, if other people aren't getting paid to be there.
Mm.
I think that brand trips are so special because it gives you an opportunity to, like, actually make friendships with these girls that, like, you meet these, a lot of other influencers at events, and people are, like, on their phone the whole time, like, so busy jetting off to another event, like, posting content that they have to post while they're there. And you never, like, talk to people at events. Sometimes, like, I struggle at events. I feel like I get really, like, socially awkward and be like, I don't know what to say to anyone.
I know. Yeah, me too.
I literally got my ear pierced at the last event I went to because I was like, I don't know who to talk to. And they're like, do you want to get your ear pierced? And I was like, I guess so.
That's amazing.
But the brand trips, like, you actually, like, make friends with them. And, like, I'm trying to think. I was just on one with, like, Kate Bartlett and, like, Lauren Wolf. And, like, obviously I've hung out with them a bunch, like, the events here, but I've never been on a trip with them. And it's like, I feel like I talked to Kate, like, so much, and I was like, she's so sweet and so cute and so young, and, like, got to know her in, like, such a nice way that I probably wouldn't have gotten to know her off, like, on the internet or, like, seeing her at events.
Yeah.
And it's like, you realize these people go through their own struggles, have their own same shit going on.
Right.
And, like, struggle that, like, that's so special. But I think a lot of, like, the tough part of influencer trips is, like, some group of girls just, like, aren't gonna mesh.
Yeah.
And, like, I've been on trips where, like, have gotten in arguments or, like,
no,
yeah, and it's, like, so awkward.
No, like, about what?
I don't even know if I should say, but, like,
you obviously don't, you don't have to say who
but
they
are.
No,
I was on one, like, kind of recently, and someone was talking about, like, going to school again, and someone else was like, why would you go back to school? You don't need to have school, like, education to be an influencer. And the girl was like, oh, because I, like, want to go back and learn this. And she was like, well, that's, like, very rich girl of you. Or, like, something like that. And I was like,
Oh, my God.
This is getting, like, taken. And, like, someone got up and crying. And, like, then the brain is like, is everyone okay? And I was like, Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
Yeah.
When you go on these trips, like, do you have, like, your people who you go there friends with already? Or are you kind of just, like, making new friends?
Every single one of them is so different. This recent one, I said yes to, and it was my friend Cass's brand, so I knew Cass. Then she told me some of the people going, and I was like, oh, I know them, like, decently, and no one got a plus one for this, and I was like, yeah, I'm fine to go. So I knew people going. I didn't know everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't best friends with anyone, but I knew I'd be fine because I knew, like, some of them. I went to Italy, and I got to bring a plus one as long as they were an influencer, too, and as long as the brand, like, approved them first.
Yeah.
And so I, like, brought a really good friend. So it was, like, we were rooming together the whole time. And then
amazing.
We got to meet, like, a bunch of other girls who were, like, already friends. So you're kind of, like, meshing, like, you and your plus one with other plus ones.
Yeah.
Kind of like dating.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so
and
fun,
and see who
though.
It works with and who it doesn't.
I love that. Where do you get your style inspo?
That's hard. I feel like Instagram, honestly, like, everyone looks at Instagram, but I feel like I've always been good. I have, like, my style when picking out certain pieces.
Mm-hmm.
which has probably changed a lot over the years, but like, I feel like I'm really good at just putting things together, and that's how my style is curated, even if like it doesn't make sense to go together.
Right.
My favorite person ever is Elsa Hosk. I think she has the best like style of all time.
Totally.
But if I ever like can't come up with an outfit, then I feel like I usually like scroll through like my saved on Instagram, and then I'll be like, oh, okay, like I can do something like that.
Yeah. Love that. What about like hate and, you know, being on TikTok, being on Instagram, like you open yourself up to people being hateful. Like, how do you actively not like read anything? You know, how do you deal with negative comments and things like that?
Yeah, I think it's hard. I feel like I didn't deal with much negative stuff until this year. I mean, people have like sent me a few things that they've come across, and I feel like that is when I like first saw like, oh wow, there is like so much hate out there that exists that you like don't even realize. But reading bad stuff about you online is just gonna like, that will fuck with you so bad. I read a few things like probably like 6 months ago, and I was just like, this is so toxic and so horrible and so mean. Also, people have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, none.
Literally no idea. Like the facts that people dump to, I'm like, how?
Yeah, like they're just not true.
They're just not true.
What's the most common misconception that you've come across about you?
I mean, I feel like the most people comment on my TikToks like, you're just so boring. You're so bland. Like, you have no personality. And I'm like, I feel like all my friends would say the opposite. Like, people just, they're like, think I'm like so bland and bring nothing to the table.
Yeah. Do you think that that's because like you curate, you know?
Maybe. And so you're not always, I only show a certain self,
right.
part of myself online. And maybe because like I'm afraid to show like my whole self. And like, maybe if I fully opened up and then that got shut down, then I would feel like my personality was attacked.
Totally.
So yeah, I guess it made me realize that too. Like, maybe I don't show enough of myself to where I come off as like the super boring person.
Right. But like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, like it's, you have to protect something.
Yeah. Honestly, the hate stuff, I remember when I read it, like the ones about me, I was like, oh, that sucks. And then I would read one like about my friend or like someone I knew that was so wrong. And like, that made me more angry. I was like, this is like just so wrong. Like, it's so mean.
Yeah. I mean, think about like how dark of a place you have to be in to write stuff about
people. To be sitting there writing, like wasting your time.
Yeah.
To be out there bettering yourself. Go get a juice and go on a walk.
Yeah. Right. So that's terrifying. Okay, one more question, then we're going to do some rapid fire. So you're tiny. Like, what are some styling tips for, like, shorter girls?
Okay. I mean, I feel like I go to jeans a lot, and it's sometimes very hard to find jeans for, like, petite girls. I hate when stuff is, like, so baggy at the bottom. So I feel like that makes us look even shorter than we are, and we all want to be taller, I think. As you can see, I'm wearing the most platform, like, gaudy boots right now. I always wear, like, really chunky boots. Find a good pair of jeans. I'm wearing like vintage Levi's, but I feel like they usually have like quite small sizing because a lot of them are like vintage.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else I think is like really flattering for my body type. I wear a lot of midi skirts. Mm-hmm. I feel like those are really flattering.
Yeah.
If I have a dress, like I want that to be so mini. Like I want my butt to almost be hanging out because my legs are not long. So I'm like, I want my legs to look longer. So I usually go for like really short dresses, which I feel like Realization Par has really good short dresses. Two Bodies makes really good dresses for like short, like that are mini, that it looks so good on short girls. And then like for blazers, just buy like a regular blazer, it'll look oversized.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, let's do some rapid fire poll questions. Privacy screen protector on phone. Red flag, deal breaker, no big deal.
No big deal.
Mm-hmm. If you weren't invited to a friend's wedding, you used to be closer but drifted, should you still send a wedding gift?
No.
Is gum chewing a turn on or a turn off?
Probably a turn off.
Yeah, agreed. Should your significant other go down on you every time you have sex?
I've never had that.
What do you mean?
Every time?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like I've never had them go down
I've
on
had
me.
It, but not every single. I've never had someone who does it every single time.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's excessive, for
sure. No, I think that's not, I don't even think I would want that.
Yeah, probably same. If you are about to go into a restaurant with your new boyfriend and you see a situationship sitting at the bar, would you walk away and go somewhere else or walk in and say hi?
I would walk in and say hi.
Yeah. You've been getting friendly with a guy at the gym and you just found out that he has a girlfriend. Do you call him out or ignore him?
I feel like it depends on the situation. How friendly were we getting? Like, do I think we're going to go on a date? Right. Then I'd probably call him out. But if it was just like us smiling and chatting a few times, then I'd probably just start not talking to him anymore.
Totally. When your significant other is meeting your family for the first time, do you tell them to bring something or do you just see if they do?
I'm laughing because James was so bad the first time he met my dad.
Why?
He didn't bring something, but my dad also like came and met us somewhere. Yeah, my dad so is also different. Like my best friend, like very out there guy. But last Thanksgiving, well, British people don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Right. They also like don't know to bring gifts because I've dated a British guy and they just like don't get
it. They also don't know anything at all. But he came to Thanksgiving with my dad and my sister and her boyfriend last year. And it was like an 8 p.m. reservation. We didn't get set till 9:15 and we had been at like his Friendsgiving all day. So we were like drunk. And like so tired and hungry waiting for our table. And James literally fell out of his chair. He was so drunk.
No.
And my sister was like pissed. She was like, saw that, James. She would give him like the hardest time ever. And then like my dad was like, so what's everyone grateful for? And he's never done this before. And he was like, love turkey. Really love turkey. And
no.
I was like, oh my God. My sister's boyfriend was like, I'm so grateful to have met Lucy this year. She's been such an inspiration in my life.
No. Oh my God. Did he redeem?
He redeemed. My dad was definitely like, I noticed that he didn't say anything about you when he said being grateful.
Yeah.
I think he's never done this before.
Right. Uh-huh. Do you still have a bedroom at your parents' house?
Yes. At my dad's house, we have one that Lucy and I like share when we go home now.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a successful relationship after feeling the ick on a first date?
No.
Which friends do you value more? Friends who have been around forever or friends in adulthood?
I kind of think been around forever for me.
Yeah, I think I agree. Is it a turnoff if a guy has a public Instagram?
No, but like if I was dating someone right now, I would ask them to be private.
How
I would
come?
Want them to be private because I don't want people are so creepy.
Yeah, people are so fucking creepy. I can't tell you how many... When I did date someone who had Instagram, because my husband doesn't, how many friend requests he would get from like people who DM me.
No, James would get people before we were dating.
Yeah.
And like someone was like, I found him because I went through every male follower that you have. And like I noticed like all of your friends started following him too. And then like I found his LinkedIn. And
ew.
I was like, oh my
wait,
God.
That's so scary. Oh my God. Would you feel flattered or annoyed if a date says you look cuter IRL than in pictures?
Flattered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, why don't I look good in picture? You know what I mean?
Yeah, better than the other way around.
Yeah, totally. It's like a backhanded compliment, though. Have you been chased by someone who was into you and then you realized you liked them and started dating?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it.
Well,
do you have
fun.
A quote or piece of advice that you can leave our listeners with?
Yesterday morning, I woke up and I was like, I'm so grateful. And I was like, I'm so grateful for my life. I'm so grateful for everyone in it, everything I have. And I feel like focusing on being grateful and like everything you do have makes you such a happier person.
It really does.
Like day to day.
Yeah.
If you like think of three things in the morning that you're grateful for, like you start off being like so happy.
Yeah.
Rather than what you don't have.
I love that. Where can everyone find you, follow you? And
on Instagram, it's at Ella Rose, E-L-L-A-A Rose, which... I didn't have a single A. And then I'm on YouTube and TikTok, and those are both Ella McFadden.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you
for having me.
Thanks
that
for
was
coming
so fun.
On.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.